Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the news. Potential jurors for the O.J. Simpson case were asked to fill out a 75-page jury questionnaire this week. In the entire state of California, only one person got a perfect score. Chow Ming Wu, who after the trial plans to attend Caltech. Four Pittsburgh children were found in a house strewn with garbage and human waste after they'd been abandoned by their parents for 2 weeks. The couple was charged with child endangerment, but to their credit, they did bring the children a present. A t-shirt that reads, "My parents left me for 2 weeks in a house full of human waste, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt." Tourism in India has taken a dramatic drop recently. The State of Bureau of Tourism has two theories. One, airfares have gone up slightly in the past year, causing a decrease in travel worldwide. And two, the plague. O.J. Simpson's new fitness video was released this week, and hitting the shelves next week, Simpson's newest video, Dorf on Stocking. The crowd is torn. In New York this week, Sammy the Bull Gravano was sentenced to just 5 years in prison for committing 19 murders. You better be careful, though, because New York has just passed a tough new law. 20 strikes and you're out. A comet hit the planet Jupiter last July, and scientists now say the dark scars have almost completely disappeared. But the emotional scars will be there for a long, long time. Ford this week recalled two models of cars, saying that they might explode during refueling. At Ford, quality is job one. And job two, making your car explode. What's it like to lose $35 million? Just ask Dale Sturdivant of Honesdale, Pennsylvania. That's how much he lost this week at a local convenience store when he failed to guess any of the six winning numbers in the state's Pick Six lottery. When reached for comment by Weekend Update, Sturdivant replied, "Why are you making such a big deal out of this? I bought a $3 lotto ticket. It didn't win. Why can't you leave me alone?" Christy Brinkley told reporters this week that her marriage to Billy Joel was over long before their divorce. The key moment, she said, came when she realized that she was Christy Brinkley and that she was married to Billy Joel. The Food and Drug Administration announced today that while 1 ounce of Special K with 4 ounces of milk is a good dietary source of protein, 1 ounce of Special K with 5 ounces of milk is deadly poison. Seventy percent of diners polled this week said there should be no smoking in restaurants. And 80% of diners said that restaurants should give away their food for free. This week, Disney released a new CD featuring a rapping Mickey Mouse. To avoid controversy, the CD will not include the controversial hit single, Cat Killer. And in a related story, this week marked the 5,000th performance of the Broadway musical, Cats. It also marked the 5,000th time a guy turned to his wife and said, "What the hell is this?" Fashion designer Giorgio Armani confessed last week to bribing Italian tax officials. He was sentenced to 6 months of wearing brown shoes with a blue suit. Well, David Hasselhoff is a huge star in Germany, where his series Baywatch celebrated its 100th straight week as the nation's top TV show, which once again proves my old theory, Germans love David Hasselhoff. Visitors to New York's Times Square this winter are in for a bit of a surprise. Crazy people will be shooting at them. And finally, John Wayne Bobbitt is going to be an adult film star. He has been signed to play himself in the John Wayne Bobbitt story. The part of his severed penis will be portrayed by Pauly Shore. And that's all for now. Good night and good luck.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Sad, sad day.
It is.
Norm is, well, a week, I guess. It happened Tuesday, I believe.
I think it was Tuesday. Well, what's interesting is, I mean, he did it, like, in secret, really.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody...
It was a 9 to 10 year battle with cancer.
I'd never heard anything about him having cancer.
Yeah, me either. Oh, you're getting a phone call.
Am I? What? If I am, I don't know what. It's not. Yeah. Sure, it's not you? So that's you.
God damn it.
Who's calling you?
I think I called somebody.
Uh-oh. I say it wasn't me. I'm like, it's not me. I'm not.
Oh. Anyways, yeah, Norm was one of a kind for fucking sure.
He was, and he was hit or miss to me. I mean, in all reality, there was times where I'm looking at him going, this isn't funny to me at all. And then other times, like, you know, when he was doing the Weekend Update, a lot of that stuff, I really enjoyed his dry humor. But there was sometimes, like, I'm just like, his dry humor, I'm like, I don't get it.
Oh, I loved it all.
But there was other times that I loved
him. That was half the genius
of it. Yeah, like I said, there was sometimes I loved him, other times I didn't get it. But, I mean... he's better than most of the others. I mean, there's been a lot of, like, famous comedians that I'm like, I don't get it all. Like, Seinfeld, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
I don't get him at all. But Norm, he was hit or miss. Like I said, there was other times where I'm like, you know, I'm like, eh, where I could take him or leave him. But then, like, stuff like, you know, that whole bit, I mean, how he could do that all completely straight-faced and just, I mean, he's taking digs at everyone. I mean, the Pauly Shore, you know, thing thrown there at the end about, you know, he's going to play the penis, and it's just like, yeah, it's funny. And, I mean, that's, you could tell by the references, that's a...
It was kind of funny he ended on that, because Pauly Shore's been making a comeback. I've been seeing him all over.
He looks like a fucking cut-off penis at this point.
Yeah.
I saw him on TikTok the other day. All of a sudden, I saw something pop up on TikTok, and they're like, Pauly Shore, and I'm like, what the fuck happened to you?
He's been posting stand-up bits. He's been going shopping with this big, fat old dude.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's, yeah, he's posted something because I guess he says he gets, and it was one of those things, I'll be honest. I mean, I used to love Pauly, but on this one, I just wanted to, like, reach through the fucking phone and just slap the shit out of him because he's talking about how he keeps getting messages of people like, you need to make, you know, a sequels to all your movies. And he's like, I'd love to, but, you know, it's the publishers and the people who own the movie. It's up to them, not me. I'm the actor. But he's making a sandwich while he's doing it, and then he's eating the sandwich.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one.
And he's like, and you got to call the studio, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking slap you.
Yeah, no, I think I saw that one. Yeah. Norm was...
He was one of a kind, like I said.
I'm a big fan of Dirty Work.
Yeah.
I love Dirty Work. Him and Artie Lang were fucking hilarious. And, of course, that was written by half the SNL writers with Norm. You know, Fred Wolf. And
like I said, it was one of those ones for me, it was hit or miss. But it wasn't one that, like, it's not that I disliked him. I mean, he wasn't on the top of my lists. But, I mean, he was on the list. I mean, he was good.
To me,
he was hitting hard.
Like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, that first time, you're like, what the fuck is this?
This is fucking stupid.
Like, and then you watch it, and you're like, okay, I fucking get it.
And it's like me with, you know, Kevin Smith movies. When I watch him as a teenager, I'm like, I don't fucking get it. And now as an adult, I'm like, my favorite movies, I love to go back and watch Mallrats and all of those.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's kind of Norm MacDonald for me was one of those ones. At first, I'm like, I don't fucking get him. But a lot of his jokes, listening to him now as an adult, I get him more now than when I was younger.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I saw a headline on an article today, and I did not click on it, but it was... So Screen Crush put it out, and it says, in his new book, Kevin Smith details just how much he hated working with Bruce Willis.
I've heard that about him, about Bruce Willis, that he was a fucking pain in the ass to work for.
Really?
To work with, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, Kevin Smith, I mean, I can't wait for Clerks 3.
Yeah.
And have you read anything about it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, it just sounds amazing, where it's basically they're doing what he did when he made Clerks. It's like they're documenting them making a movie just like he did.
Yeah, for Randall, right?
Yeah.
Because Randall's got cancer or something like that.
Or I think they said he had a heart attack. He had a heart attack, and kind of like Kevin Smith did, and thought, what the fuck have I done with my life?
Yeah.
So he wants to document it, which, you know.
Is a pretty Randall thing to do.
Yeah.
Who just thinks she's lived the most epic life anyways.
Yes. So.
So, that's fucking awesome. I haven't heard dates, times, anything like that yet.
No, I haven't either. I know they said they wrapped up filming.
Oh, so, did they already?
Yeah, I heard they wrapped up filming like a week ago. So it may have actually been longer than that. So that'll be cool when it comes out. So there's a lot of cool stuff coming out. I just saw the trailer for freaking Hawkeye, and that looks...
I saw that they came out with one. I did not watch it yet. I've only seen the teaser for it.
How did you not watch that?
Well,
watch it right now.
I was just gonna say,
you can watch it now. Everyone can listen to it. It's not what I was expecting.
Well, it's more of a passing the torch, right?
It's what it does seem like, that it's more of a passing the torch.
All right, let's see here. We have no clue how good of a radio, so to speak, this will be. We knew this was gonna happen. There we go.
Commercial.
Yeah, and buffering and.
I got something you can buffer.
Who fucking knows what else? All right, here we go.
This is the first Christmas we've had together in years.
I love you guys. I'm making up for some lost time.
Authorities are wondering if the masked vigilante who terrorized the city's underworld is back.
The past is caught up with me.
Should we be worried?
No, it's nothing. I'll be home for Christmas. I promise.
It's the most wonderful time.
Christmas time,
when
you already
I wore this suit.
Yeah.
I made a whole lot of enemies.
You're Hawkeye.
Who the hell are you?
Some people have actually called me the world's greatest archer.
Are you one of those people?
It's the most wonderful.
Hey, babe, I should be back in a day or two. Hang on a second.
Where's the kids jingle bell?
Things have gotten more complicated.
It's the most wonderful time of the
dangerous. Definitely not this one.
You'll have to say definitely like that. Holy shit. There are arrows more dangerous than that one?
Oh, it's just some Christmas.
Well, I can tell you that's one that's going to piss me off.
Why?
Right from the start, that I gotta wait a week in between episodes.
Yeah, like I said, that was one of those ones. Once I watched it, I'm surprised you're like, "Oh no, I haven't watched it yet." I'm like, "Oh fuck, you need to watch it."
Yeah, that looks. My feelings on Haley Steinfeld are the same as your feelings on Norm.
It's a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Either, and like I said with Norm, it was one of those. For me, with him, he was either right on or he was right the fuck off. Like I either loved what he was doing or I fucking didn't get it at all.
Yeah.
You know, but when I did, I mean, he was amazing. So,
yeah, no, that looks, I'm kind of weirded out that, I don't know if weirded out is the right, but she comes in as Ronin.
Yeah, which was weird. Like, she comes in as Ronin, and that's why he's all of a sudden, like, you know, for those that haven't watched it yet, she pops in as Ronin, and that's why he's like, my past has caught up to me, because somebody's out there being Ronin, and so he has to go like figure it out, and all of a sudden, you know, that's when he gets her, flips her hood up, and she looks at him like, holy shit, you're Hawkeye.
Yeah no fuck. And then Rogers the Musical. Yeah. yeah
it's gonna be,
I'm excited.
Yeah I saw that and I'm like, oh yeah, especially with the Christmas. I mean, we all know, anyone who listens to the show knows Matt loves Christmas. Yeah. So, and it sounds like this whole thing is just basically based around him trying to be home for with his family because he's trying to be.
I didn't see the superhero wife in the trailer at all, though. He obviously talks to her on the phone.
Yeah. I saw the daughter. Yeah, it shows the daughter, but yeah, I didn't even think about that. It didn't really show the wife. So, I mean, it does seem like he's trying to be like, oh, hey, I'm going to be the family man, but, you know.
I'm really curious to see how they tie in. Well, you know who they didn't show there, who's got to be in it. The fucking chick from Black Widow's sister.
Yeah. Because she comes for him.
Yeah.
Supposedly, at the beginning of Black Widow, that was the, yeah.
Hmm.
It's gonna be good. I think Marvel's really setting themselves up for this next one. I mean, they did great the last time, but I think they're setting them up for this next one is going to be a good.
Yeah,
I mean, all these TV shows are setting up the next movies, and I mean, seeing what Doctor Strange has coming, I mean, that looks fucking amazing. All the Spider-Man shit that I keep seeing.
We didn't catch up because last night a new episode came out, but we finally finished all the old ones of What If.
Yeah, I didn't see yesterday's, so
we watched Zombies yesterday, and then. As I got out of that, I went, oh, shit, tonight's Wednesday. The new one's out. But by that time, it was everybody's bedtime.
And yeah.
So, yeah. Tell me you've seen or heard this.
I could be blue. I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful. I could be purple. I could be anything you like.
Who is it?
I could be brown. I could be blue. I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful. I could be purple. I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
Is that Ryan Reynolds?
Yes, it is. With?
I didn't catch that.
So, Ryan, of course, is the baritone.
Yeah.
Anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown,
Ronnie?
I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful,
Takiti?
I could be purple.
No, that's Will Ferrell.
Oh,
that's Deadpool and Elf, baby. And it's Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
It's Christmas Day, Dupender. Excuse me, Mr. Poole. It is April.
It's going to be, yeah, I can't wait till the next freaking Deadpool, too.
Yeah. I saw this was on TikTok, and I fucking died.
TikTok's fun sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The zombie episode of What If pissed me right the fuck off.
Which part?
The fact that they did not finish the fucking story.
Oh, no, they fucking didn't.
Like, at all.
Well, it's one of those things, me and Beach have talked about this, and we're wondering that it almost seems like that they're basically building towards something. Like, the end, the final one is almost going to be like they're all going to come back.
Possibly.
Like, in somehow, and that's one thing that he thinks that it's all going towards something.
Hmm.
So, I don't know, but yeah, that would be amazing. But yeah, he thinks it's all going to build, and all of a sudden, by the end of it, like I said, it's going to be, there's going to be something where they all, like, all the different versions converge.
So, that was violent for a Disney Plus show.
Oh, yeah.
That was violent. And right off the bat, fucking Wong's head getting chopped off and... Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. We laughed a lot through it, too, to be honest with you. That was a fantastic episode.
Oh, it was. I mean, when all of a sudden they like, yeah, it was everything about it. I was not expecting. I'd heard there was going to be a zombie episode, but I wasn't expecting it to
well,
be.
And I saw something, fucking clickbait, that I was under the impression that was going to be the introduction of Deadpool into the MCU.
Yeah.
And that was not the case.
I say I didn't see Deadpool in that at all. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's how they, I mean, because they keep talking about that. At some point, he is supposed to come into the MCU. And it's supposed to be before, I mean, at least, of course, some of the stuff I've heard, that he's supposed to, it's supposed to happen before Deadpool 3 comes out.
Yes.
But there's nothing on Deadpool 3. Like, you can.
No, really, all we know is I think it's done being written. And it's with the two girls from Bob's Burger, is that right? Or Rick and Bob's Burger?
I think that wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
It's the two writers from Bob's Burger.
Because everything you can find, it's all rumor, all stuff. Like, they basically say the film's rumored to involve another popular group in the X-Men mythos, X-Force. But isn't that what X-Men 2 did? Kind of?
For about 15 seconds.
I mean, in all reality, and I hate to say this,
we do only have one X-Force member left.
Yeah.
But just Sugar Bear.
But it was one of those things like Deadpool 2, and I didn't even really think about this till I was like, you know, sitting there the other day, like, thinking I wanted to watch it again. I'm like, basically what they did in Suicide Squad was what they did in X-Force. What they did in Deadpool 2. They got the whole team together and then fucking just killed them all off.
Which is basically the same thing they did in every Scream movie.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is a Drew Barrymore movie for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Halle Berry was the yep. second one, right? Hey, yeah. This is a Halle Berry movie for 10 minutes.
But I mean, that's kind of that's what it felt like when all of a sudden, once I like went back and was really thinking about Suicide Squad, it's like, you know, you're thinking, oh, you know, James Gunn came up with this great idea, you know, get everyone hyped for this whole team and then wipe them all out. And then I'm like, wait, that's what Deadpool 2 did.
Yeah, but what Gunn did. That
Gunn did do it a little better. Where I mean,
I don't know if he did it better.
Well, I don't
but
know
he,
about
he,
better, but
he definitely made. I don't even want to say he stole the idea, right? He could have been influenced,
but it was he did it. Where I mean, he really hyped up like the whole movie's going to be about this person.
But right, okay, but right. So you get that, but the three main characters that they promoted on X-Force was Deadpool, Domino,
yeah.
Cable.
And they lived.
All three of them lived.
They kind of showed the other ones as bit characters.
They kind of showed like Terry Crews because yep. Terry Crews is a name.
Yep.
You know, but they didn't. I mean, Terry Crews was what the fuck was he? Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember his name, but yeah.
They didn't like. They could have went all the way and announced Brad Pitt as the Invisible Guy.
Yeah.
And they didn't. You know, they could have tried. You know, all that
you didn't
shit.
Even realize Brad Pitt until
the
like
in credits were they right? Yeah. Isn't that or no? It was when he died.
When he died, you got a quick. But I mean, it was like a, hey, was that you know?
Yeah,
kind
I think
of
it was a 1/32nd of a frame.
Yeah, it was like, oh, was that? And then oh, yeah, it was.
Where, James Gunn did, he got rid of all the characters from the first movie.
Yeah.
Minus Harley.
Well, yeah, and then also he really promoted like, you know, some of those characters, like the guy that Michael Rooker's character. You thought he was going to be a huge part of it
because
yeah. he promoted him hard, and then all of a sudden, I mean, he died like a bitch.
Yeah. He didn't die till the very, very end.
Rooker?
Yeah, wasn't he still out
no.
there floating?
They blew his head off right at the very beginning. He was the, because remember, as everyone was dying, and he's like, ah, and then he just jumps in the water and starts
yeah.
swimming right away, and he's just crying like he did, and then they're like, no, no, boom, because remember the next thing, they show the bird like picking freaking
oh, that's right.
his brain out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much coming. So I've been horrible. I shouldn't say I've been horrible. Life has just been fucking crazy busy.
Yeah.
But I still have not seen Shang-Chi yet, and
it's fucking worth it.
Oh, I know it is. I don't have time.
It was one of those, like, it was a lot like, you know, like I said, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy. You go in with no freaking expectations, and by the end of it, you're like, this is fucking awesome. And to learn some of the stuff about, like, the guy that, you know, the guy that plays Shang-Chi, he freaking, I guess, when they announced they were making the movie, there's a tweet from him saying, hey, guys, I'm over here, like, yeah, jokingly. And they're like,
I don't even think it was when they announced he was making it. Because if I saw the series of tweets.
Like, I don't think he was, at that point, he wasn't.
No, I think it was before they even thought of making it, when they were talking about what other characters should we do type thing. Because one of the tweets says, you know, you guys should really look into the Shang-Chi story, and if you need an actor for him,
yeah,
bing, bing, I'm your guy.
Yeah, where he, like, jokingly tweeted it, and then eventually, I mean, he got it. And I mean, I will say this. I mean, one thing, you know, some people, I've heard a few people mistakenly, like, compare it to, like, Iron Fist, and I'm like, no, the difference in Iron Fist and this, the fight scenes are believable.
Yeah, the acting.
The acting and the fight scenes, they are fucking amazing. Yeah. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Jackie Chan, the fight style.
Jackie? Somebody told me Jet Li. Where Jackie, don't get me wrong, Jackie's a fantastic martial artist, but you see a lot of comedy in his fight scenes.
And there was, I mean, there wasn't as much. I mean, it would basically be kind of a combination between the two, where there is a lot of that, like, ooh, oops, kind of where he improvises and stuff like that, where you don't see that as much with Jet Li. So you see a lot of the improvisation that you do from, you know, that you do from, God, what's his name?
Jackie.
There we go, Jackie. That you see from Jackie, but not, but with the precision that you see from Jet Li. So, I mean, it's kind of a combination, and I mean, it actually works out pretty well. And it's really good. I mean, it's great fight scenes, great everything.
Yeah.
And Awkwafina, I mean, if you didn't have a reason to love her before, you will now.
Oh, like I said, it is nothing against even wanting to. Like, I've said it numerous times. Since Doctor Strange and Guardians, I will never not want to see a Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. Right? Doctor Strange was, well, to be honest, I didn't see none of the Iron Man movies I saw in the theater. I've seen every other one in the theater, except I never saw the Iron, because I didn't like Iron Man character in comics. I didn't like him in the cartoons. Like, Iron Man did nothing for me.
We saw in the theaters because that was one of those things Benton was really into. Like, he was at that age where he was really into superhero stuff, and he, you know.
And it was a non-cartoon movie.
And it was a non-cartoon. I'm like, okay, cool, let's go see it. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And then when I first saw them, I had bought preview DVDs when, like, Blockbuster was closing. I had never seen them up to that point.
Oh, wow.
And I got all three of them for, like, $6 or something. And I sat there and I went, what the fuck was wrong with me? Like, yeah,
why wasn't I watching this shit?
And then, and I know the second one gets shit on. The second one's probably my favorite of the three.
That's the one with the race car.
Yes.
Yes.
One, I thought Whiplash was a good villain.
I did too.
I thought he was better than Obadiah. Yes. Now, I love Jeff Bridges.
Oh, who doesn't? But,
you know, I thought the Obadiah, the warmonger, you got warmonger for 10 minutes at the end of the fight scene.
Yeah. And I think Jebediah could have been better if it wasn't for the fact, like you said, we didn't get warmonger till the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I get it's an origin story. You got to kind of figure out how Tony becomes Iron Man. And I understand that. But, like, you don't even really have a protagonist.
No.
You know, you have the Middle East war zone area, but there's no real protagonist. It's not until the last quarter of the movie that you find out Obadiah is working with him or is in control of that situation trying to take over the company.
Yeah.
But even up to that point, you didn't really
know
what was going on. Where the second one, you know right from the start, it's fucking Whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your bad guy. You know why right away.
He's a bad guy.
You know why right away he's after Tony Stark? Because he feels Howard fucked his dad over.
Mm-hmm.
So I love all of that. I was a much bigger fan of Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
I keep wanting to say Dave Chappelle. It's not fucking Dave Chappelle. It's oh, my God.
Terrence Howard?
No, Terrence Howard's the first one. That's one I didn't care
for. Yeah, he wasn't
I've never been a Terrence Howard fan.
No.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle is much better.
So you get that one, which is better. The fucking Tony and Justin Hammer banter, competition, whatever you want, through the whole thing, mm-hmm. cracks me up. I thought it was a much, much better movie. Story-wise, just characters, things like that. The third one can just fuck off. The third one's horrible.
Oh, the one with the which I will actually say this.
Did we get the Mandarin?
Shang-Chi goes back to the third one.
Yeah, because, and I've heard that.
Well, because of the Ten Rings, they talked about the Mandarin and the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
The tie-in.
The tie-in. Mm-hmm. But there's even, I mean, there's so many tie-ins in this movie.
Yeah.
Where you've got Wong pops up at one point. I mean, there's, you know, all that. So, I mean, as you're watching it, it's one of those, if you haven't seen the rest of the Marvels, you won't catch all of it. But if you have, you're like, oh, ooh, do the whole thing, because you keep catching all these different, you know, things that, you know, are ties to old movies. But yeah, there's tie-ins to Iron Man. There's tie-ins to Doctor Strange. There's tie-ins to the Hulk. There's tie-ins to all of it.
Yeah, and Doctor Strange, that was another one, right? I did not
like
the character in the in the comics. Like, does nothing for me.
Yeah, it's like I said, the first time when they were talking about Doctor Strange, I mean, it's most I knew about Doctor Strange was from he was a bit character that popped up every once in a while in Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then some in the Fantastic Four with Silver Surfer, you know.
Well, I meant like the TV show, the old like Amazing Spider-Man.
He was in
cartoon.
The old Fantastic Four cartoon too.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he'd pop up occasionally as a bit character. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I'm a huge fan of the first family of comics, but and to be honest, I went and saw that's the only Marvel movie. No, it's not. I lied. I saw Dark World 2 in 3D.
That was horrible.
Yeah, Dark World was not good either. But I wanted to see Doctor Strange in 3D. Because I fucking thought that would be the only good part of the movie was the cinematography and all the fucking worlds flipping sideways. And, I was like, oh, 3D is going to be the way to go. And that movie is just phenomenal. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then Guardians, we've talked about it numerous times, right? Where we're just like, we don't know a whole lot about this. I can, you know, maybe I'll wait. Maybe I won't. Oh, God. Guardians is right there, too, you know. And it really put Gunn on the map in my mind. I know people like that cult horror movie he did, but so, and now we have the Eternals coming out.
And I don't know about that one. I mean, I'm going to go see it, but I'm still like,
I'm not even going to pass judgment. The only judgment I'm going to pass is either I'm giving it a shot because I don't know anything about it and it's Marvel, or it looks fucking amazing. Like, that's...
I'm going to give it a shot because it's Marvel and, you know, I'm hoping. But I'll be honest, it's one of those things. I've gotten to that point now where pretty much anything with Angelina Jolie, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't know what it is about her, but she's gotten to that point where I'm just like, she annoys the shit out of me.
I think I like her so much better than when she was the quote-unquote sex symbol.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care for any of the Tomb Raider movies.
No. The new Tomb Raider is amazing. And everyone's like, oh, what do you like so much more about the new Tomb Raider? She's not a sex symbol. She's just a fucking action hero.
Speaking of Tomb Raider, Netflix is doing an animated.
Oh.
And Hayley Atwell just got Lara Croft.
Nice.
So Agent Carter will be voicing Lara Croft.
That's awesome.
You know, and so, yeah, you get that. You get, like, Gone in 60 Seconds. I mean, she was always in pretty actionist movies, but they took that action and really pushed the sex symbol stuff, right? But then you get into some of her, like, acting things, like, even, like, Maleficent.
See, I never saw it.
It's good.
It's one of those things because a lot of people, I'm like, Angelina Jolie, to me, she peaked in Hackers.
I don't know if she peaked in Hackers, but...
I mean, that was the one movie I'm like, that's the one I like. I like that version.
I really did like, what was it called? Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
That one was okay.
You know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith was pretty good.
But I mean, in Hackers, she really did something for me in Hackers. I'm just saying.
Well... She had that short haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but another one of the movies I really liked her in, was it Girl Interrupted? Was that the name of it?
I think so.
Yeah. But she's battered and bruised and not, you know, she's acting. I think she's a great actress.
Which, and see, that might be the problem, is I've got so tired of the Tomb Raider and, like, every movie she's in, I'm like, Tomb Raider could have been a fucking great movie if you didn't focus on how sexy she was. I'm like, I don't give a shit about how sexy she is. Show me the action. And that was kind of the, you know, the new Tomb Raider where they focused more on that.
But why were people playing that game? Girls weren't playing that game.
Oh, it was men.
Men were because they were
penises and we want to see
off
chicks.
To 16-bit cartoon characters. Yeah, it was Girl Interrupted.
Oh, I did. I loved playing that game because it was fun.
I didn't get a whole lot into it, but
I like that kind of action game though, where you're trying to, you know, figure out different ways. You have to use the whip to swing across things, and you have to do all this other stuff. So, I mean, to me, it was a fun game. It was like Indiana Jones, but he had boobs. I mean, that was really it. But I mean, it was fun to me. So I didn't really focus on the whole. That's why I always love like Jumanji when she comes out wearing the shorts. And they're like, that doesn't even, she's like, they even make fun of the fact that it's like, that doesn't make sense for being in the jungle.
Yeah. Gone in 60 Seconds was okay. The Bone Collector, okay.
Gone in 60 Seconds, it had two things that I mean, honestly, the original I love, but honestly, it's got two actresses, an actress and an actor in it that I can't deal with. It's one of those things, I don't realize how much I don't like Nicolas Cage until I sit and watch a movie. Like, I saw The Rock the other day and literally wanted to throw shit at the TV.
Oh, the movie The Rock. I was sick of the actor. I'm like,
no, the movie. And
like,
I'm
what
just
did Wayne
like,
Johnson do to you?
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, overacting, son Nick. Of a bitch. Shut up.
I love Nick Cage. Come on. I'll wait. Tell me a Nick Cage movie you don't like, and I'll tell you how dumb you are.
A movie that I don't like or do like? Oh, that I don't like? Face Off.
How do you not like Face Off? I know John Travolta's horrible, but
the one with the bees. What was that one?
The one with the bees.
The bees. Hey! Yeah, I don't know. Not the bees. I don't remember.
The Rock is a good movie.
No, it's not. I mean, honestly, I watched it the other day. If you cut him out of the whole movie, yes, it's good.
Oh God, it's not that bad.
I don't know what it is about him. He's another one that I think peaked way early in his career, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Again?
That was his best role he ever played was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I didn't realize he was a voice in Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
He's Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah.
Ah. He's the voice of Superman in Teen Titans Go.
Thanks for that, yeah.
I did not know that. I'm learning.
That's one thing I've been having to watch is the new season of Titans.
Now, I don't know if he peaked, right? But he had really good fucking movies back in the day.
Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Valley Girl?
No.
Valley Girl's fantastic. You shut your dirty mouth.
And if anyone doesn't know what he was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, he literally played someone behind the fucking counter and I don't even think said a word.
Raising Arizona? Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's one of those people, like I said, I don't know if it's his voice, it's what, just something makes me literally want to like throw shit at the TV when he's on the screen.
It Could Happen to You is a good movie.
No.
Leaving Las Vegas is phenomenal.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
With him and Elizabeth Shue?
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, my God. Con Air?
No. I mean, Buscemi almost saves that movie.
Buscemi, fucking Malkovich, Ving Rhames,
yeah.
Nick Cage,
yeah,
Cameron Poe.
You get everybody but Nick Cage. Yeah, I'm good.
No.
I will say, Buscemi has become one of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, even more than before, because have you watched the new season of Miracle Workers?
I've only watched a couple episodes. I have to catch up.
Fucking Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Like yeah. I said, I only watched the first two episodes, and then life has happened, and
yeah. I have to say, I never had never liked what's his name, the Harry Potter guy.
Oh,
because that's all I knew.
Daniel Radcliffe, yeah.
But him, he's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I still need to watch fucking Guns Akimbo too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it looks like it. You know, but that's one of those. I'm just gonna have to do it one of these weekend mornings when I'm up at, you know, 5 a.m. before everybody gets up.
Yeah, because nobody else is going to like it.
No.
I'll be honest. I mean, yeah.
But it looks every bit of just a good, solid fucking action movie. Right?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it is, yeah, it's good. It's I was actually really.
And the first two seasons of Miracle Workers is fucking phenomenal. The first two episodes with him as the priest on the Oregon Trail is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it gets even better. And I mean, like I said, with freaking Steve Buscemi, he just cracks me up.
You know what turned me on Daniel Radcliffe? He was on Jimmy Fallon,
mm-hmm,
and rapped and the old Alphabet song from, oh my God, let me see if I can find it real quick. But, and I went, oh. And a lot of people, see, that's, I kind of judge them more on what I think their personality is than, you know, sometimes they're acting. Because I'm like, when you see them on these talk shows and different things and you kind of get a feel for who they are.
Yeah.
It's called Alphabet Money Aerobics. Money. And it's by Blacklicious, but the preamble to it, he talks about how he's always been a fan of words,
mm-hmm,
and rhymes and stuff like that.
You're
here we
a
go.
Big music fan.
I am a big music fan. Yeah.
You're a big rap fan.
I am. I like, which surprises a lot of people about me. But yeah, I am.
What rap do you enjoy?
Well, I think like initially, like I got into Eminem and was obsessed with like learning. I think every kid in my class, I think I was the first kid in my class to learn all the words to Real Slim Shady, and like I've always had like an obsession with. There's also guys like Plan B in England who you should check out. And okay, sweet. But yeah, like I've always had kind of an obsession with memorizing. Complicated, lyrically intricate and fast songs, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
it's a disease.
Like, Blacklicious's Alphabet Aerobics.
That would be one.
You know how to do that whole
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I do, yes.
That's one of the trickiest, fastest songs I know.
Well, yeah.
This is a guy who has successfully taken the pigeonhole of being a child actor or whatever,
and
being Harry Potter,
yeah,
and has done his own fucking right, thing.
Guys. Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin. You begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't at all amazing. Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bound in by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats got their canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a dank daily do and do. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic epileptic episode. Elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk felt feeding the fanatic. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in his game with the glorious. Hit him high, hella high at historic call. Hey, Holocaust hands, hear him holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curls, ducking joints justly. It's just me writing my journals. Kindly am kindling all kinds of ink on. Karate Kid type Brits in my kingdom. Let me live a long life lyrically. Lessons is learn lame louses, just lose to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Marvel and move, many mock what I've Nap know when I'm nice naturally. Knack never nap, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, wide beaming obstacles. Perfected poem, powerful punchlines. Pummeling, petty powder pops in my prime. Quite quotes, keep quiet, it's quantum. Quarrel isn't got a quarter, what do we gotta? Really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rushing radioactivity. Super scientific, sound, search, thought. Sudden sink, super fire, saps out of soft. Tails 10 time, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched. Unadulterated, the raw, uncut. Birth by swords, victorious, valid. Violate vines that a vein, make him vanish. Well, my word, would a wise word smith just weed it up. Words weep enough, I'm a worship. Xerox, max, radiation, old, Cessna, large, X, height, letters, xylophone, tones. Yellowback, yak, mouth, young ones, yours. Yesterday's zones, all cells, all yawns. Zigzag zombies, zooming to the zenith. Zero incense, all overzealous from Zealots.
Come on!
Yeah, so I saw that and I went, I got to look into Daniel Radcliffe, because that's pretty, I still to this day, I've never seen a Harry Potter.
I've seen the first, like, three, and it was only because, like, I was forced to, and I couldn't stand any of them.
Yeah, I never saw one. But then, during quarantine, they had him on one of the talk shows where they were, everything was via Zoom or whatever. He's also a huge fucking nerd. Like, they're like, what are you doing during quarantine? He goes, I build Legos. And he started going through, like, these 10,000 piece, 12,000 piece. You know, I mean, of course, he's got Radcliffe money, so he's able to buy those things, but yeah, and he's like, oh my, I think he had the Death Star was one of them, and
oh, so he's a huge nerd.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, I know there's a couple, because like, you know, like I said, there's Guns Akimbo, which is a great movie. Benton tells me, and I haven't watched it, and I really need to. Swiss Army Man is supposed to be hilarious.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that? Anything on that one?
No.
He plays a dead body. Where there's basically this guy, he's like supposedly like stuck on an island or something with this dead body that's Daniel Radcliffe, and the guy like uses the body to like whatever. To ride him, like, you know, across the lake.
So he plays Bernie.
Pretty much, yeah. He plays Bernie through the whole movie. So he plays an entire movie where he's just a fucking dead body. But according to Benton, it's a freaking hilarious movie. So
it wasn't the Death Star. It was Jurassic Park. It was the big entrance.
Okay.
Then there's another one of him building a Lego chess set.
Nice.
Building the Stranger Things world out of Legos. I don't even think that's a set. So that must be one he's, you know,
yeah,
doing on his own. But no, I've fallen in love with Dan Radcliffe. Like, I just think he's,
well, and it's like you said, he really, like, a lot of people get stuck in that, you know, kid role, and that's what they're always known for. And it's one of those things that he has done everything he could.
Well, and I
to
think
break
he,
that
he so he stayed out. He's not on social media. He doesn't have Twitter.
No,
you know, which probably helps.
Yeah,
you know. Because I would imagine if he was, right, he's going to get nailed by everybody for, oh, you're Harry Potter, oh, you're Harry Potter.
Yep.
And every reference will be Harry Potter, everything. You know, Miracle Workers comes out and they're like, oh, I hope you do a scene when you're fucking Harry.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't have to listen to the noise.
And that's true, because it's one of those things that, because it is funny when you see someone who played a certain character for years and you're like, I just want some nod. It's like, I'll be honest, Amber loves watching, like, you know, NCIS. And the NCIS, you know, New Orleans had, you know, Scott Bakula on it. I'm like, just one time I want you to say, oh boy. Just once I want to hear you go, oh boy. Just once, you know.
See, and don't get me wrong, I fucking love Quantum.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking love Quantum. But what, every time I see Scott Bakula now, I want to hear Ace's Charles.
Ace's Charles.
When he was Chuck's dad in the TV show Chuck.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep, yep.
And every time Chuck, once they figured out who each other were, every time Chuck would do something good, he's like, Ace is Charles.
Yeah.
And so, like, even watching reruns of fucking Quantum Leap, I'm like, just say Ace is Charles. Like, please, you know.
I think that'd be, like, the funnest thing, just kind of, like, nods back to the old stuff.
But I was watching
But I think a lot of those guys want to step away from it. It's like, you know, Daniel Radcliffe. It's like, I don't want to be remembered as Harry Potter for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I was watching fucking American Ninja Warrior the other night.
Yeah.
And I gotta look up his name, so because I can't remember. This is me pigeonholing fucking people.
Uh-oh. What, an actor?
Yeah.
On the show?
His name's Greg. What the fuck is this? So he was on American Ninja Warrior for support.
Okay.
What the fuck is his real name? Greg Grunberg. Greg Grunberg is his real name. He was also in the new Star Wars movies. He's one of the...
I do remember him, yeah.
Rebel pilots.
Yes.
And he was in Lost. He was in Alias, you know. But I always think of him as fucking Matt Parkman. So mm-hmm. He was supporting a runner who was tied to his charity for, I can't remember even what it was for. But the whole time I'm like, they kept talking about him being in Star Wars. I'm like, the fuck he was? That is Matt Parkman. Like, that dude can hear your thoughts, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, we all do it. We do it to, you know, you got to, like, now where you can't do it, right, would be Harrison Ford.
Oh, because he's fucking everybody.
You know, I mean, you got Han, you have Indy.
Mm-hmm. You have freaking The Hunt for Red October, but he wasn't that character, Jack Ryan. But he was in the other two movies.
Oh, The Fugitive.
No, no, no. Because Alec Baldwin was the character, was Jack Ryan in The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, but he was in The Fugitive as Jack Ryan, right?
Isn't that No. The Fugitive's the ones where he's running. He was in Clear and Present Danger, and the other there was another one where he was where Harrison Ford.
It wasn't Air Force One, was it?
Or maybe that wasn't. Yeah, no, I don't remember. They freaking got me all screwed up.
But it's Indy and Han.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, the two main ones, yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. I would take a tie-in with those two.
Yeah.
You know, I would. I would take, you know, I hate snakes, you scruffy-looking nerf herder. And I'd be very happy if he could just do that and, like, message in a bottle or something.
And it would be one of those ones that would just be funny. And I think every once in a while you kind of almost have to give that nod occasionally. But, you know, just for fun.
Yeah.
To your old character. So, and that would be just kind of, you know, and because if you watch Indiana Jones, supposedly there are nods to Star Wars throughout the movie. Supposedly somewhere on the arc, there's stuff that's nod to Star Wars on the.
Well, those are
artwork.
Both George Lucas and Spielberg, right?
Yeah. So there's nods. So you'd think that Harrison Ford would do something, would say something that would nod to the other.
But that, again, is all tie-in due to writer/director.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, he was Jack Ryan. That's right. Because it was Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford,
Tom Cruise.
Ben Affleck, and I don't remember the other guy, Chris, the guy who played Captain Kirk.
Oh, Chris Pine?
Yeah. Those are the four people that have all played at Jack Ryan.
Okay. All right, so fantasy football started last week.
It did.
And I started off well at retaining my title.
The Biggest Loser?
No, with a win, baby. A comeback win.
Well, and then in week two, it's...
Me and you.
It's me and you.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm projected to win, so... Which I'm kind of mad at myself because we joked about the fact that I drafted Gronk. Just to piss off Tosh, and then he had 20-something points.
I know.
And I didn't fucking play him.
I know. My big money league, I didn't play him either. I lost by 19.
I'm like, fuck. I should have played him. But I won. But who did I play? I played Chris's team. And I won 151 to 129.
And I played America's team.
Yeah. So you played the other Chris.
Yeah, I don't like some of the people you have on your team.
Why not?
Because they're playing me this week.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Which, actually, I mean, I have three quarterbacks to choose from, don't I?
Probably, knowing your dumbass.
Yeah, I've got Jackson, Lawrence. Well, I picked up Lawrence because I don't know what he's going to do. Because it's one of those, he's a rookie quarterback. I'm going to give him a couple games, see how he does, and then I might keep him. I'm thinking of getting rid of Jackson. Jackson isn't doing so well so far, but it's the first game of the season. But Murray, not to sound bad, I know he is an Arizona quarterback, but he does fucking pretty good.
Speaking of not to sound bad, he lost to Tosh.
He did? Good.
But his son won.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is he going to be the one to beat?
He made the first trade in the league this week, too.
I saw that.
And Joe Somomo lost by 96, almost 97 points.
Jeez, who did he lose to?
My stupid son-in-law.
No, which is one of those things, and I said this recently, and it really hurt my soul to say this, but Dak actually looked really fucking good in that Thursday night game.
Yeah, but guess what he did?
He lost.
Yeah.
But Dak
looks good all the time.
But here's the part that I felt bad for Dak. Dak did great. The one interception he threw was in and out of someone's hands.
I don't care.
Brady fucking had, what, four turnovers?
Did he?
Yeah. I think he had two, and then there was two others. But Tampa Bay had four turnovers and still fucking beat him.
So Joe Somomo had Aaron Rodgers with 1.32 points.
Yeah, I'll never fucking... I had him 3 or 4 years ago, and he's a fucking joke.
Julio Jones with 2.9. Derrick Henry, who was like the consensus number two or number three pick in everybody's draft,
yeah,
had only 7.7. Ronald Jones had minus 0.6.
Yeah, I had Zeke, and Zeke didn't do jack shit.
Yeah. So, and Joe Samoa's answer was he went and picked up Jameis Winston.
Ooh. Samoa, if you're listening, you want to trade, let me know. I got I got Jackson. Give me a good wide receiver. We'll talk.
Well, he's got Christian Kirk on the bench who had 19 last week.
Well, yeah, I'll trade you. Give me a call.
Give you a call.
And just set it up in the
league. Have your agent call mine.
Yeah, have your agent call mine.
There you go.
Aaron Rodgers. And I mean, the bad part is, too, is when you see Aaron Rodgers, someone made the comment, like, if we could stop thinking about it. They showed, like, the picture of him in the, like, press conference afterwards. And they're like, he looks like the guy that just stole your catalytic converter. And, like, he does.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, let's see. We are about 3 weeks away from the next comedy show.
Yeah. And it's going to be a good one. It is, I don't remember who's in it. No, just kidding. No, I really don't. Rachel.
Psych.
Rachel FJ is the, I know she's the feature, just because we kept making jokes the last show that if you didn't like Richie's jokes about, you know, babies or having miscarriages, you get to hear the other half of them when she comes up. So...
Yes.
Because both of them, I mean, it's like all of us. They deal with all of their issues through jokes. And yeah, it's both of them have made jokes about, you know, having miscarriages. So, like, he said
Richie didn't have one.
Well, that she did, but still. And I can't remember what it was. He had one that just fucking cracked me up. Something about, you know, if she had a miscarriage, does that make him Mr. Carriage or something like that? And I just about fucking fell out of my chair and I'm like, God damn it, Richie. So, yeah. Okay, it's hosted by Ricky Armani, featuring Rachel FJ, and headlining's Jared Burrard. So,
that's
should
right.
be a good one. And then I've already figured out November, I'm going to host it. Rusty's going to feature it, and I got Gabriel Ratledge.
Yes.
So,
yes, yes, yes.
I love Gabe.
That, yeah. Yeah, and to be honest, I'm a big Rusty fan.
Oh, so am I. And the thing that was funny is I asked Rusty to headline.
Yeah.
And Rusty's like, nah, it's been a while since I did anything I'd feel more comfortable featuring. I'm like, okay, well, who can I get to headline? And then I got Gabe, and I'm like, well, that's a fucking power button. That's a good show. I love Rusty and Gabe, so they're both great.
Yeah. No, that'll be a real good show.
But I always tell Rusty he has to do the one joke that I remember from the very first time I saw him. And that's where he gets up there. And if you've ever seen Rusty, he looks like the kind of guy that would, you know, do something. Like, he just looks scary. But he gets up there, and the first thing he says is he's just quiet, and he just kind of giggles. And he's like, so I was choking this bitch. And, like, the whole crowd just stops. Like, what? What?
They think they came to a fucking confession, not a... not yeah. a comedy show.
He's always cracked me up. So he's great. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff with him at Grit City.
Yeah.
When that kind of broke off with Riggs running it. Yeah, he was there all the time. And then he used to do, wasn't he the door guy at Jazz Bones?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To let you know more what he looks like. Like, he was big enough to be the fucking door and scary enough to be the fucking door guy.
Which was funny because he said what was great, too, because of what he looks like. I mean, he said people come up to him all the time and start telling him, like, racist jokes. And he's like, what makes people think that I look like the guy that would be...
Because you look like Ethan Suppley from fucking American History
X. He does.
X.
So it's just like, I look like that guy, but I am not in any way. I'm like, no.
No, he's one of the furthest things fucking from it.
And the nicest guy you'll ever meet. He's awesome. So
big teddy bear... amazing father, like, you know, single dad too, right?
Yeah, he's a single dad, raised his daughter, and I mean, just amazing, the relationship that they have. I know he's been dating someone for like a couple years now, who's really nice. I've met her a couple times.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's what we got on deck. We're going to wish Brandon survival.
Yeah, I'm hoping I survive the weekend.
As he does the Iron Man here in Maple Valley.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain too, and it's going
to... Oh, it's supposed to pour. Yeah, no. I didn't even think of that when we were talking about it earlier.
It's going to be brutal.
Yeah. I may need a co-host next week.
The raining's going to be good because you won't be able to see me cry.
Yeah, I don't know what's better, a broken Brandon or a not broken Special K.
What?
Well, I'm just saying if I need a co-host next week.
I mean, Special K is, I mean, he's special.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Hey, remember to be safe out there. I actually had COVID touch me close right now. I just got a text from one of my favorite store managers who's in the ICU.
Oh, no.
And they're talking about putting her in a tube in her, or intubating her. Intubating her.
Intubating, yeah.
So.
It's one thing that I've been, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and they said, you know, it's one of those things. Yes, the vaccine isn't going to stop you from getting it, but it is going to make it so much better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, if you haven't been vaccinated, and I know a lot of people, because the other shows that I do are like, oh, you're against the vaccine. No, I'm vaccinated, fuckers.
Yeah.
I'm not excited about the mandate. I don't quite agree with it, but, I mean, the vaccine, I'm vaccinated. I've been vaccinated for months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go out and get it. It's not that fucking bad.
The only reason I agree with the mandate is because almost 2 years later now and half the country's still fucking up.
Yeah.
Like.
And I get that. It just, for me, it's more of.
It completely sucks for the ones who've done, quote unquote, the right thing.
Yeah.
Or at least what they believe to, at least what we're being told right now is the right thing, right? Now, 20 years down the road, we may look back at this and go, oh.
Yeah.
But.
I just don't like the implications for the future. And that's my problem.
They did it in.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But it's one of those. But, I mean, it's honestly, go get fucking vaccinated. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's one of those. I got vaccinated. I felt sick for like a day afterwards. And I've been fine.
Yeah, it wiped me out. The second one wiped me out for, you know, three
and see,
days.
I did the Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. So I had the one and done.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was like 3 days later, all of a sudden I felt like I was hit by a truck for a day and then I was fine.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what it was. I was tired. I was like, I didn't get, you know, I've seen some of the nausea and some of the like big ones.
For me, it was just, I was just tired.
Me, I felt like I got hit by a truck. I was like body aches and sore. I didn't get any of the fever. I didn't get any of the cold sweats. I didn't get anything like that. Like, I was just fucking done.
Well, it's like, you know, for me, I mean, your wife has the same thing where we both have such lung issues that. With a disease like that, that's a respiratory disease, I need to do everything I can to make sure I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then if I do get it, it's as limited as possible because my lungs, I would be one of the ones in the ICU with my lungs.
Yeah. Nope, I agree. All right, guys. So with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.